It's 8:55 and 82 degrees, and it's time to check in with Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Aaron, good morning. What's pushing the market lower so far here today?
Well, mostly, Brian, what Drew was talking about, some timely rains expected here from Iowa on through the eastern parts of Indiana, Ohio. They're expecting some rain chances here. At least the seven-day precip map shows some better rain chances than what the market was anticipating there going home on Friday. So the market continuing to trade weather here. Said a little more favorable forecast here, at least for precip side here this morning. So that's why we see a market under pressure here today. July corn at 426.5. Down 11.25, CEP corn at 431.5, also down 11.25, Dease corn 437.75, down 11 cents. July soybeans at 1141.75, down 17.75. August beans at 1142.75, down 17.25. November soybeans at 1130, down 18.25. July oil at 3176, down 17. August bean oil 3190, down 16. July meal at 401, that's down $6.40. August meal at $4.30, down 640. Chicago wheat market also under a little weakness here today. Chicago July wheat at 477.5, down 3.75. September wheat at 491, down 3.75. And December Chicago wheat at 510.75, down 2.25. July Kansas City wheat at 455, down 5.75. September KC wheat 472.75, down 5.75. East Kansas City wheat 497.25, that's down 5.5. Livestock markets also weaker here this morning. June cattle at 116.02, down 70 cents. August cattle at 112.02, down 52. August feeders 136.97, down 45. September feeders 136.32, down 32. July lean hogs 85.75, that's down 42 cents. August hogs 88.50, that's down 62. Like I mentioned, most of the talk about the weather here this morning. Have a couple newsworthy items out today. Export inspections out around 10 o'clock. We'll have crop progress out this afternoon, expecting last week's heat and mostly dry weather to cause crop ratings to be down 1 to 2% for both corn and soybeans. Also of interest this week is the UK's vote on whether or not they'll remain in the European Union. That'll happen on Thursday. Market seems a little more in tune to thinking that they'll stay with the EU here this morning. We do have equity markets up sharply here this morning. Crude's up a dollar or so. We do have the dollar weaker here this morning. Otherwise, news is fairly quiet with those couple exceptions. It's going to continue to be mostly focused on the weather, like Drew mentioned, going to continue to be on the warm side. The question is going to be if some of those timely rains fall. The market seems a little more comfortable thinking that that's going to happen, at least to start out the week, Brian.
All right, Aaron. Well, we appreciate your report. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us this morning. Yeah, as Aaron mentioned, equity sharply higher. The Dow's up 251 points right now. It's at 17,926. The S&P's up 25 at 2,096. And the NASDAQ up 64 points at 4,865. Looks like some concerns about the Brexit are starting to wane a bit. So the market's showing that here this morning. Sunny skies this morning, turning partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high of 92 degrees. Winds out of the west gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight. A chance of showers and thunderstorms at a low of 66. Winds will diminish and shift to the northwest. Mostly sunny tomorrow. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high 83. Chance of rain in again tomorrow night with a low of 65. And partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday. The high 86. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.